WCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The nation's waiting for Supreme Court rulings on a series of major cases dealing with everything from abortion to whether former President Trump is immune from prosecution. ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington says two federal judges in Missouri and Kansas temporarily blocked the Biden administration's student loan debt relief plans.
Both of the judges were Obama appointees, and both found the administration exceeded its authority by trying to enact the relief without congressional authorization. These programs were more narrowly targeted than the massive debt forgiveness plan struck down last year by the Supreme Court.
Israel's Supreme Court ruled unanimously ultra-Orthodox men are not exempt from the country's military draft that could endanger Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition government. And the NTSB holding a hearing in Ohio on last year's train derailment in East Palestine, confirming a trackside detector failed 20 miles from the derailment that should have caught elevated temperatures in a rail car piece that was on fire. This is ABC News. Closing arguments underway in the case of a Massachusetts woman, Karen Reed, who's accused of killing her boyfriend, police officer John O'Keefe.
Prosecutors argue after a night of drinking and fighting in January of 2022, Reed intentionally hit O'Keefe with her SUV and left him to die in the snow in Canton, Massachusetts. During the trial, lawyers showed text messages revealing possible trouble in their relationship and played this police dash cam of Reed at the scene.
She kept saying, this is all my fault. This is my fault. I did this.
But the defense claims Reed is being framed in a police cover-up, saying O'Keefe was beaten and attacked by a dog inside the home of another Boston police officer.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. And major music labels, including Universal, Warner, and Sony Music Groups, are suing two AI song-generating companies for copyright infringement. The AI companies accused of stealing artists' work to train their models. Neither company's publicly revealed its training method. Brian Clark, ABC News.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise?
Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever,
testosterone.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for the Republican National Convention. Peggy Williams-Smith is president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee. She tells the Milwaukee Press Club that hosting the RNC is already paying off beyond July's convention.
We will make an announcement very soon in August of an event that would have never considered Milwaukee without the expansion and knowing that we were hosting the RNC.
More than 50,000 people are expected to come. A ruling by the state Supreme Court on Monday leaves taxpayers to cover half of a $128,000 bill for the services of two redistricting experts. The consultants were hired earlier this year by the court to review potential new legislative maps. They said maps drawn by Republicans were gerrymandered, and the legislature passed maps drawn by Governor Evers in February. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers with a comeback win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers trailed the Texas Rangers 3-1, then got a 5-run rally started in the sixth, capped by a grand slam by the Brewers' Reese Hoskins on Valley Sports, Wisconsin.
His first home run since Philadelphia, and it was a big one.
The final, Milwaukee 6-3 over the Rangers. I asked Hoskins if he decided to swing at the first pitch or just react to the ball.
Just trying to get something up, regardless of, first pitch or not. Just really trying to be ready to hit. Yeah, I think just the situation called for something up, and just happy to not miss it.
NFL, the Packers got the green light to build a third locker room to house teams when Lambeau Field hosts soccer games or college football. It's because the Packers will not allow visiting teams to use their locker room, even in the offseason. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a few showers and thunderstorms around here in the overnight. We'll see partly cloudy skies and lower 60s by daybreak. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies will prevail. High temperatures warming to the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. Currently 71 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Peter Jest, author of the book We Had Fun and Nobody Died, Adventures of a Milwaukee Music Promoter. We'll also talk about a summer blockbuster with the help of the late comedian Richard Jenny.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. So there's a new Lauren Boebert, and by the way, it's looking like Lauren Boebert is actually going to win her seat in Colorado, which is interesting. She changed districts, after groping her boyfriend in that theater, and or maybe before. I'm not sure. And the new district looks like it's gonna she's gonna win the primary, and it's a district that's got a 13-point Republican advantage, which means she'll be in the House again. But Representative Anna Paulina Luna wants to give her and Marjorie Taylor Greene a run for their money when it comes to being the craziest female in the House of Representatives. She is now going to be trying to force a vote on inherent contempt to force the sergeant at arms of the House of Representatives to go out and arrest Merrick Garland, the chief law enforcement officer of the United States, because he won't give the audio of an interview that Robert Hur did with Joe Biden, the special prosecutor did with Joe Biden, President Biden. They've already given a complete transcript, every word that Biden said, to the committee. But they want the audio because they're convinced that maybe Biden will say, well, you know, I don't remember, or, you know, they want to catch him saying something like that in his own voice that will make it sound like, you know, he's kind of a doddering old fool. And then they'll turn it into campaign commercials. And Merrick Garland is like, you know, the president has asserted executive privilege in this case. He, you know, you can't have that. That belongs to him. It was done by the executive branch. It involves him. He has every right to keep it. We didn't even have to give you the transcript, but we did. But this is, they're trying to force this because they're just desperate to get, you know, something that they can use as a poisonous campaign ad against the president. Meanwhile, Julian Assange has left jail and is on his way home to Australia. The founder of WikiLeaks, he pled guilty this morning to a crime in the Northern Mariana Islands off the coast of Guam. It's a U.S. territory, so it was a federal courtroom. He's been held for 5 years in the Belmarsh prison in London, and before that for 7 years he was hiding out in the Ecuadorian embassy before they kicked him out. So that's 12 years he's spent in jail. I think that's probably a reasonable period of time given what's happened. This is the guy who worked with Donald Trump Jr. and the Russians to blow up the 2016 election. Julia Yaffe wrote a great piece about it for The Atlantic. It's titled The Secret Correspondence Between Donald Trump Jr. and WikiLeaks. And I encourage you to look it up. She writes, just before the stroke of midnight on September 20th, 2016, at the height of last year's presidential election, the WikiLeaks Twitter account sent a private direct message to Donald Trump Jr. Saying, quote, a PAC-run anti-Trump site PutinTrump.org is about to launch. The pack is a recycled pro-war, pro-Iraq war pack. We have guessed its password and see about for who is behind it. Any comments? And the next morning, Trump Jr. says, off the record, I don't know who that is, but I'll ask around. Thank you. And thus begins this correspondence between Julian Assange and Donald Trump Jr., or at least between WikiLeaks and Donald Trump Jr. A fairly long correspondence that lasted right into the Trump presidency. At one point, they urged the Trump campaign on Election Day to reject the results of the election as rigged, and requested that Donald Trump tell Australia to appoint Julian Assange as their ambassador to the United States. In 2016, when Trump Jr. met with Natalia Veselnitskaya, I could never say her name right, she had emailed him an offer of information that would incriminate Hillary. And he said, if that's what you say it is, I love it. And that brings him into WikiLeaks. And WikiLeaks, Julia Yaffe writes, played a pivotal role in the presidential campaign. In July 2016, on the first day of the Democratic National Convention, WikiLeaks released emails stolen from the DNC servers that spring by the Russians. The emails showed DNC officials denigrating Bernie Sanders, which just, you know, went off like a bomb at the convention. On October 7, less than an hour after the Washington Post released the Access Hollywood tapes, WikiLeaks released emails that hackers had pilfered from the personal email account of John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager. On October 3, 2016, WikiLeaks again wrote, quote, "Hiya, it'd be great if you guys could comment or push this story," you know, again talking to Don Jr., attaching a quote from then-Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton about wanting to just drone WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Trump Jr. responds, "Already did that early today. It's amazing what she can get away with." 2 minutes later, Trump Jr. again writes, "What's behind this Wednesday leak I keep reading about?" And that's the, you know, how Roger Stone the day before had said that Wednesday Hillary Clinton is done, hashtag WikiLeaks. So here you've got Julian Assange conspiring with the Russians and Donald Trump Jr. to hurt Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election and put Donald Trump into the White House. And I think you could argue that had WikiLeaks, had the Russians never hacked the DNC server, and had those, you know, emails never come out, then Hillary Clinton would have become president in 2016. I think you could safely argue that. So arguably, the guy who made Donald Trump president just got released from prison. I'm not shedding any tears for the 7 years he spent in jail, frankly. I'm no fan of Julian Assange. I am, you know, I get it. Michael Moore sent out a thing this morning going, "Oh, I love Michael. I love Julian Assange. I paid for his bond." You know, big friggin' deal. I have, you know, I'm all in favor of sites that want to out government secrets. If somebody wants to do that, cool. But when you start collaborating with the Russians to mess with U.S. elections, you've exceeded my limit for that. That's no longer journalism. That's no longer even remotely close to journalism. That is election interference. And by a foreigner, no less. By a person who's not a citizen of the United States. Meanwhile, here in the United States, you'll recall Joe Biden just a couple of weeks ago announced that he's relieving the student debt of another couple hundred thousand American student debt borrowers. Well, two federal judges in Kansas and Missouri, and weirdly enough, these are judges that were appointed by Obama. But two federal judges have gone along with a lawsuit that was filed by a bunch of Republican attorneys general representing Republican-led states, saying that canceling billions of dollars in student debt is beyond the power of the Department of Education. This would have lowered monthly payments for eligible borrowers and allowed those whose original principal balances were $12,000 or less to have their debt forgiven after they'd been 10 years paying. It's called the SAVE plan. He announced it in 2022. It was a $430 billion program, fulfilled a campaign promise to eliminate student debt. And it was slated to take effect on July 1st, a week and a half from now. And although parts of it have already been implemented, 414,000 borrowers have been granted $5.5 billion in debt relief. But Biden wanted to go for, you know, $400 billion in debt relief. But now Kansas, South Carolina, Texas, Alaska, Missouri, they all sued and said, you can't do this. The Higher Education Act of 1965 does not allow this. And two judges said, yep, you're right. So tough luck, student borrowers. You know, the Republicans win again, as it were. So, what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls here. Eric in Auburn, Washington. Hey, Eric, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know, one thing, when talking heads on TV, sometimes they don't go to the next logical question to dig in a little deeper. They're just statements that drive me crazy once in a while, where it's like, hey, but tell me more about that. And one of those is, the comments are right now, yeah, if Trump wins, then these pending cases will, you know, Justice Department will just drop them. And I want to know, right, why would that be the case? They are based on fact. They are legitimate cases. How could they just go away without there being new evidence or something to undermine the facts surrounding these legitimate cases?
For example?
Well, I'm just saying that the current documents case, the current January 6th case, the comments out there by, you know, are just that, oh man, if Trump wins, these are just going away. He will not be, these will not be pursued. And I want to know, and they make it sound like Trump's Justice Department can just drop them. I don't think that should be the case, though,
exactly. In 1992, George Herbert Walker Bush was looking at a possibility of going to prison. He had a campaign diary that documented the Reagan attempt, a successful Reagan attempt, to work out a deal with Iran to hold the hostages and blow up Jimmy Carter's presidency. George Herbert Walker Bush had that. He had that information. And it had been subpoenaed by Lawrence Walsh, the special prosecutor. Five people, including Caspar Weinberger, the former defense secretary, had already pled guilty to this and were slated to go to, were about to be sentenced to prison. Five other people.
Yeah.
And then
a pardon.
And this was the week of Christmas, 1992. He had already lost the election to Bill Clinton. He was a lame duck president. And he was looking at the possibility of prosecution. And Bill Barr was his attorney general. And Bill Barr said, just pardon everybody. Just pardon all five of those guys. And basically, Lawrence Walsh will not be able to get your documents. And you will just shut the whole thing down. And that'll be the end of it. And this screaming headline, look up the New York Times headline on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day of 1992. It's this screaming three-line, all-caps headline. You know, special prosecutor complains that, you know, he's been thwarted. Bush pardons five, ends investigation into Iran-Contra. I mean, that's the power that an attorney general has.
Ever since that occurred, I've been screaming in my own head that there's no way a president should be able to pardon anybody where that particular pardon has an impact on that president's own potential.
I agree with you, Eric. I've written about this three or four times, you know, about, you know, Bill Barr's criminal behavior in my mind, or at least morally criminal behavior. But, you know, he did it for Trump. He did it for Bush. And you know, I doubt Trump will bring back Barr because he's trash-talked him, but he'll find another toady who will do the same thing. Eric, I got to run, but thank you for the call.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls. We'll be right back. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control today with Just Thrive.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and Ad Council.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
He stands on the podium, talks about the good old ways. Wants the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not hearing music. Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Stefan in Mentor, Ohio. Hey, Stefan, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine.
Thank you. I have a question. Maybe you or someone in the audience might have heard it, but the Act Blue clearing for the Democratic political action committees and different people, representatives that are currently running. My concern is that I keep getting messages belittling myself as a Democratic donor that how come I don't support this person or that person. Now, let me tell you, in the last 2 weeks, I've sent out $568 in 2 weeks. That's a lot of money for me.
Yeah, be very careful, Stefan. An awful lot of the things that you get that are text messages that say that they're from particular campaigns are scams. They're hustlers. They are people who are stealing your money. If the link goes to Act Blue, then in all probability they are legitimate campaigns. But if they go to any other website, be very, very careful. And there are apparently some websites that look like they're Act Blue but aren't. I you know, anything I get in a text message, I automatically delete. I list them, I block them on my phone, although they use different phone numbers every time, so that doesn't have much effect. But I block them, and what I found was when you send stop to them, to the scam artists, then they just sell your name to a dozen other people. Then suddenly you get even more calls. It's like you've told them that you're real. So I don't reply stop. I just block them as much as I can and delete them. But never give money to somebody who sends you a text message. Never, never, never.
So Tom, what do I do here?
If you want to support a campaign, go to their website. If you wanted to support Mark Pocan, just Google Mark Pocan, you know, campaign website. It'll come right up. Go to his campaign website, and there'll be a donate button on there someplace. But don't
because I have given a lot of money in from my situation, and yet I'm getting all of these different.
If they're sending you nasty messages, those are scam artists, and they're probably operating out of India.
Oh my God!
I'm serious. I'm telling you, this is a big problem. They're raking in millions and millions of dollars right now.
Oh my God! Wow!
Real campaigns do not harass you. Real campaigns don't denigrate what you're doing. Real campaigns just don't do that. And I don't know what percentage of the text messages that I'm getting are scams, but I know that probably 2/3 of them are not pointing to Act Blue. They're pointing to some other fundraising site or some other site to make a donation, and that is a huge flag. And I'm telling you, if you get a text message from anybody asking for money, do not respond to it. Go to the, want to support individual groups, like indivisible.org, go to indivisible.org. If you want to support an individual politician, find their campaign website and support them that way. If you want to support the Democratic Party, go to dnc.org or democrats.org and support them, but don't respond to text messages. Stefan, I got to run. Thank you for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Bunny Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at cartalk.com, remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual, and if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com.
The days
let's listen to this. With courage to bring the light back in. He spoke a change in progress for the working class to thrive. A new deal for the people to keep our dreams alive. Oh, the new deal revolution. The New Deal. I love the New Deal. 34 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? John in Dallas, Texas. Hey, John, what's up?
Yeah, I had two things I'd like to mention, if I may. Hmm? If my memory serves me right, the ERA in the last century had Congress and the president agree on it, and it went around to the state legislatures, and by the time the deadline came along, it was, at least the news, as I recall, said it was one state short.
That's correct.
I wasn't sure if I remembered that correctly.
The argument that they tried to make before the Supreme Court was that the deadline was not a legitimate deadline. And I don't recall if the court ever picked that case up or not. Do you, John?
I'm not sure. Considering it hasn't been passed, looks like it probably hasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Typical for Supreme Court. But the other thing, there's, you know, the problems with all of these antiquated things in the U.S. Constitution, other than just throwing it out. I sarcastically have always advocated for just adopting probably the one they have in Switzerland and throw this one away. But why don't they just come up with an amendment to the Constitution on how they amend the Constitution? And do it like most states do, where the people vote on an amendment, and that ends it, rather than go through all this convoluted 17th century approach.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, and, you know, it's only about half our states allow that right now, you know, allow citizen initiatives. Most of that came about as a result of the Progressive Era, the 1890s and the 1910s and teens. Most of those states that became states during then or that changed their constitutions incorporated that. But about half the states don't. And the one thing that gives me pause, John, is the experience. I mean, we just, for example, the Oregonian is our statewide newspaper, and yesterday they reported that the super PACs that blew Sheila Jayapal out of the water here in Portland when she was running for Earl Blumenauer's seat and handed it off to another candidate, got almost all their money from either AIPAC or right-wing billionaires or people affiliated with the Republican Party who were messing in the Democratic primary. But they put their, they created the thing and put their money in at such a late date that we didn't find out who they were until after the election was all over. In fact, we just found out yesterday. And of course, you know, AIPAC is trying to do the same thing to Jamal Bowman right now. But the bigger one is, I remember when Jay Inslee, the governor of Washington State, got a piece of legislation maybe it wasn't a piece of legislation. It was either a ballot initiative, or the legislature of Washington State did it in a way that required citizens to. It must have been a ballot initiative, but anyhow, Inslee was behind it. And it would have put a small tax on carbon. It was a very small tax. It was a percentage of a penny. And it would have, and there was a rebate. It was a fee and rebate program where money would be given back to low-income people to compensate them for the increased cost of gasoline. It would have driven gasoline costs up, you know, 2 or 3 cents a gallon, basically. But there was a rebate built into it. But the fossil fuel industry saw this as the camel's nose under the tent, you know, and under the edge of the tent. They didn't want any state to do anything like this, you know. And of course, there are calls for a national carbon tax. And so this was very popular. It had over 70% support in the state of Washington. And because I live in Portland, which is right on the border with Washington State, it's just, you know, Vancouver, Washington is right on the other side of the Columbia River from us. We get all of our television stations are broadcasting, you know, Washington State advertising, because Vancouver's a pretty good sized town. And we were just carpet bombed by advertising from the fossil fuel industry talking about how this was going to destroy the economy of Washington, and it was going to ruin, you know, it was going to cause massive unemployment, and you're going to see your wages go down, and you're going to see your taxes go up, and you won't be able to afford gas. Just lies. I mean, just plain old blatant lies. And they had a former Republican Secretary of State who looked and talked like Mr. Rogers. I mean, right down to the sweater vest and the button-down sweater vest. And he was such a nice guy. And he was the guy who did the ads. And he never identified himself as a Republican. He was just like, hi, I'm the former Secretary of State of Washington State. And he would just roll out these lies. And when the election finally came around, after the fossil fuel industry had spent millions convincing people this was a bad ballot initiative, that 70% had collapsed, and the ballot initiative failed. And that's the problem. As long as money in politics is legal, as long as, you know, Clarence Thomas was the deciding vote in Citizens United that legalized political bribery and allows the fossil fuel industry to just pour unlimited money into political campaigns like that, I don't trust any kind of nationwide initiative, or even, for that matter, state ballot initiatives. And increasingly, I don't trust elections, because, you know, we're seeing groups like AIPAC and other, you know, big money groups. Now you've got a couple of billionaires who've, you know, one billionaire just gave Trump $75 million, another billionaire just gave him $10 million. And it's not because they like his record on anything. His record is terrible. The one thing they like about him is he gives tax cuts to billionaires. He's a fellow billionaire. And that's their worldview. So I get your point, John, but I'm wary of it. Am I making sense?
Yeah, I understand that. In fact, that's the whole problem with Citizens United. It's turned the federal government into nothing more than a television evangelical preacher who's begging for money every Sunday.
Yeah, it's real sad. It really is. John, thanks for the call. Robin in Kingston, Washington. Hey, Robin, what's on your mind today?
Hey, John, this phone call is about one and only one thing, and that is winning up and down the ballot in November. And the phone call is also designed to tap into some history, okay, and kind of change perspective on this Thursday's debate, which is between a woman hater and a woman respecter. What has bothered me since 2016 is why so many women voted for Trump. Yeah. I've been working on that for years, and I think
he carried white women by, what was it, 56%, as I recall?
63 white, 52 all.
53%. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So I just remember back, and I remember the 60s and 70s when the pesky woman, okay, started burning their bras and expanding the women's rights movement, okay, created a response by the men in control. And you are aware that the Republicans are very quick to blame Democrats about the very bad things that they, Republicans, do themselves. I don't know what this is called, but they flip it over.
It's called projection.
Yeah, okay, thanks. So I thought so, but I didn't know. But anyways, this is the concept that I would like to just lay into people's minds moving forward. The youth get this a little bit better than the elder group. Okay, back in the 60s and the 70s, to respond to the threatening woman burning their bras was that the white males in control created a phrase. And the phrase was penis envy. Okay, so now...
That actually goes back to Sigmund Freud in the 1890s.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, so here's a little statement that I would want to make that I hope can help the debate get more women and liberal men. My discussion has got nothing to do with anybody.
Get right to it, Brian, Robin.
Okay. Here is the thing. It's vagina envy, fellas, not penis envy.
You know,
dog is going to hunt.
The electric complex. Okay, Robin, you're on the record.
Thank you
very much. Yeah, good talking to you. Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Brian, thanks for listening to KTRC. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon. I wanted to make a comparison, you know, in the subject of religion and politics. I noticed our corporate media doesn't pay any attention to the ultra-Orthodox extremist Jewish settlers on the West Bank and what they're doing to the Palestinians.
You're right.
Because it's clearly against a violation of international law.
It's a violation of Israeli law.
Right. But our corporate media gives it no attention.
Yep.
Because they're afraid they'd be called anti-Semitic or something or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'd also like to point out that
you know, before World War II, anti-Semitism was a European thing, and it was sourced out of the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church and the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church. Those were all the anti-Semites, but we never hear about that.
Yeah.
And then also, the Ku Klux Klan in the South was a Protestant Christian organization that was anti-Semitic also.
Yep.
But getting back to my comparison, you have conservative Jews pushing Arabs off their land. Well, let's think about, you know, if you see them on YouTube or on a PBS show, they'll say that God gave us this land, we're entitled to it, our holy book, our religion says this is our land, and we're going to shove you off of it. But now imagine if indigenous Americans did the same thing. Imagine if Cherokees and Seminoles went to Florida and Georgia and started shoving Christians off their land and said, hey, we were here first.
Yeah.
God gave us this land. Our holy book says this is our land. We got the same entitlement as the Jews do.
There would
be outrage.
You see,
our religion and our politics, our politics with the mixture of religious supremacy doesn't allow for that. We're supposed to have freedom of religion, but we really don't, because the Judeo-Christian conservatives reign supreme, but nobody calls them on it.
I get it. I get it, Brian. Thank you for pointing out all the cross currents and the hypocrisy involved. Well said. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your calls. Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman, with two N's, or enter the code Hartman, with two N's, before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
News from the center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Oklahoma's Supreme Court put the kibosh on what would have been the nation's first religious school on the taxpayer's dime.
Oklahoma's virtual charter school board approved an application for a religious charter school. But the state Supreme Court ruled Tuesday this approval violates the state and U.S. constitutions. The majority said a charter school is a public school and must be non-sectarian or would otherwise violate the Establishment Clause. The lone dissent says excluding this school violates the Free Exercise Clause. An appeal is likely. Brian Clark, ABC News.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, now free after a plea deal with the U.S. for publishing classified documents more than a decade ago. He is expected to return to his native Australia. Just saying yes in Brazil, where the Supreme Court decriminalized possession of marijuana for personal use. The court's been deliberating this since 2015. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Summer is the season of travel. Jesse Funk, the Air Service and Business Development Manager of the Appleton International Airport, says food in airports is more expensive for a reason.
One thing that a lot of people don't understand is all of that food has to be screened by TSA. So there's additional costs involved with both the TSA and with the restaurant employees to get that through and be secure. So there's nothing bad hiding in those boxes.
Almost 1 million travelers a year use the Appleton Airport for direct and connecting flights. 8 people in Wisconsin have won the right to hunt elk during this season. The winners were randomly selected from a pool of more than 25,000 applicants. Elk were killed off in Wisconsin in the 1880s. After 2 DNR restoration projects in 1995 and 2018, Wisconsin's elk population is big enough to handle regulated hunting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Hollywood Walk of Fame class for 2025 has been announced. According to Deadline.com, Jane Fonda, Colin Farrell, Jessica Chastain, and Emilio Estevez will all receive stars on the famous street in the Hollywood Hood. Those nominated by the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce to receive their stars will have 2 years to accept the honor and have to shell out 75 G's to have it installed. Financing is not an option. 911's Ryan Guzman says J-Lo did a very ballsy thing before their intimate love scene in The Boy Next Door. The 36-year-old actor played opposite J-Lo in the steamy student-teacher thriller and says he learned a lot from Jenny on the set, like it's okay to wolf down pizza before filming an intimate love scene. Guzman told Jana Kramer on her Wind Down podcast that before a scene like that, most actors will only eat things like salad. Nothing is sexier between two actors going at it on screen than indigestion. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a few showers and thunderstorms around here in the overnight. We'll see partly cloudy skies and lower 60s by daybreak. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies will prevail. High temperatures warming to the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. It's 69 at our studios.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever the, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Big show coming up. We have Pat Kreitlow, Trigvi Olsen, Matt Flynn is in talking about the U.S. Supreme Court, and General David May for the Wisconsin National Guard. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
And picking up your calls, Ernie in Chicago. Hey, Ernie, thanks for listening to WCPT. What's up?
Yes, sir. The question I have is regarding the religious groups that are on the Indian reservations. Who has the final say that allows them to come onto the reservations and set up their teachings or
schools? I just don't know, Ernie. I'm sorry. I don't know if it's the Bureau of Indian Affairs or if it's the individual tribes.
Yeah, see, because that to me is an important.
It is. It is. And I'm embarrassed that I'm not well educated enough to know the answer to the question, but I don't. So, and I'll always tell you when I don't know. So, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But great question, Ernie. Okay, maybe somebody who knows will call in and inform us over the next couple of days. But thank you for the call. Cameron in Sterling Heights, Michigan. Hey, Cameron, what's on your mind today?
Hey, what's up, Tom? How's it going?
I'm good. What's up?
Yeah, so basically, I heard a couple of your takes on the Second Amendment, and I was just wondering if we could, you know, just discuss the fundamental origins and the purpose of the Second Amendment.
Sure.
Yeah, so basically, why don't you give me your take first, and then I can talk about my take.
Sure. Yeah, the Second Amendment came about for two reasons. The first was that many of the founders, Jefferson was the most outspoken about this, but he reflected probably the view of the majority of the founders, did not want to have a standing army during time of peace. Now, that's a sentiment that vanished after the War of 1812.
1812, but, right? Yeah. When they wanted a standing army, correct? Yeah.
Yeah, but because they didn't have a large enough standing army, because Jefferson had eviscerated it, he cut the army in half or more than in half.
But so they thought that the individual states, like Switzerland does, you know, the individual state militias would become the army. And then also you had Patrick Henry, and the who is the largest slaveholder in Virginia, who was very outspoken about wanting the Second Amendment to protect the slave patrols in the southern states. Those were the two reasons why we have the Second Amendment.
Right. I mean, those are definitely two reasons why. I'm not disagreeing with that at all, right? But, Tom, you also have to admit, let's be honest here right now, right? The whole point of the Second Amendment, right? It's not to necessarily overthrow the government, but it is to protect. There is an individual right there to protect our God-given rights under the Constitution from tyranny.
That's got nothing to do with the Second Amendment. You will not find any quotes, any legitimate quotes from any of the founders asserting that the Second Amendment was written so that people could shoot at politicians. It just doesn't happen.
Tom, you could say that all you want, but...
I did.
There was one time you cited... What about the Tree of Liberty quote? The Tree of Liberty quote under Thomas Jefferson.
He was referring to the French Revolution.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. Go back and read it in context.
Hold on, Tom. That letter was written to John Adams' son-in-law, William Stephen Smith, right? And that was written in 1787. The French Revolution started in 1789. And he wasn't talking about the French Revolution. He was talking about Shay's Rebellion, which he says, and I quote, "What country can preserve its liberties if their rulers are not warned from time to time that the people preserve the spirit of resistance?
Okay.
Let them take arms."
Cameron, you may well be right. I don't recall. I'd have to go back and look. But nonetheless, the Second Amendment was not written so that people could shoot at politicians.
Made that very clear, not even just in that letter. Many other founding fathers as well.
Yeah, they were revolutionaries. They took on England. They shot at people. They killed people. We had a massive war.
They were smart men, though. They also understood. But, I mean, you could look at Vermont state constitution, which was written 10 years before our own.
I'm not buying it, Cameron. I'm sorry. I'm just not buying it that the founders sat around and said, you know, we ought to arm the people so if we ever get out of line, they can shoot at us. I'm just not buying it. Cameron, thanks for the call. Good try. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Be good to yourself and people around you, and we'll catch up with you on the other side.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer, and is the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy and easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. That's text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can or will vary. Text fees may apply.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates. We got a whopper of a Wednesday edition with former Congressman Joe Walsh, Bill Press, our buddy, and Charles Franklin, New Marquette Polling.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.